Are they just as safe as the original drug?
This was a major concern when biosimilars were first introduced. There have been now numerous trials in rheumatoid arthritis and in inflammatory bowel disease and probably other indications as well, but I'm just aware of inflammatory bowel disease and rheumatoid arthritis, where they tested safety and efficacy of this biosimilar, and they were equivalent to the originator. So there was no difference in the number of side effects, and there was no difference in efficacy. That means as well they are not more effective, they are similarly effective, but not less effective. They are not more safer or safer, but they are similar safe, but they are also not unsafer. They are absolutely similar to the originators.
Are then biosimilars interchangeable?
Interchangeable designation is not yet approved by the FDA for any biosimilar, as I'm aware of. Interchangeable means that you can change between a biosimilar and an originator, or between two biosimilars back and forth as you like. And that safety and efficacy has not yet been shown. It has been shown for one switch. The other thing for interchangeability is that the dispensing pharmacy doesn't have to tell the prescribing doctors that they switch to another drug. They can do it by themselves. So if a patient is switched to biosimilar, the pharmacy will tell the prescribing doctor that the patient will get a biosimilar, and if the doctor is okay with it. And if the doctor approves it, the patient will get a biosimilar. Of course, the patient has a say as well in this. If the patient prefers to continue on the originator, we will make every effort with the insurance company to get the originator approved. But again, a biosimilar is similar effective and similar safe. And one switch from the originator to a biosimilar has been shown to be safe and similar effective.
Is it possible that the patient wouldn't know that a switch has occurred?
It's possible if the patient is not told. Normally, in our infusion centers, as far as I'm aware of, the patient will be told that they are switched to biosimilar, and the insurance will as well write the patient that they will be switched to biosimilar. And this is very important. A patient who gets this letter should call his physician and ask the physician if this is okay.
So that there's communication between the physician and the patient if suddenly a switch has been made from a drug that the patient has been on for a while to a biosimilar.
Yep.
Remicade is one of the examples of the drug that you have already mentioned. And there are biosimilars that have just recently come on the market. Can you tell us about those two? You mentioned them earlier.
So that is Renflexis and Inflectra. These are two different companies producing the biosimilar. And it might be confusing for some of the patients. Important really is to look at the name if you get Remicade, Renflexis, or Inflectra. And again, if there are any questions, you should talk to your prescribing doctor. Important is really that you're aware of what you're getting. I think that's a major difference between no doctor would care if you get acetaminophen or Tylenol. They just want to know if you take it. But in the setting of a biologic, it becomes more important that whoever gets one is aware what he's getting.
If you were the patient and you were well controlled on Remicade or well controlled on Humira, and now we're given one of these biosimilars, would you care?
So the point is, if I'm well controlled and there is an advantage from the insurance standpoint or from other standpoints that I switch, I think I would have no problem to switch because I'm aware of that they're similar effective and they're similar safe. What I would not recommend is if you're just barely stable on the original drug to switch then to see if you're more stable on the biosimilar. Again, it's a similar drug. You will not be more stable. It's just too risky to switch you in this setting. And there's a higher risk that you lose response. I think patients who are stable on one drug can be safely switched to a biosimilar and vice versa, because it could very well be that currently insurances approve, for example, a start with a biosimilar, let's say Renflexis, and later on you move to another state here in the United States, and the next infusion place has only Remicade available, and you switch to Remicade, that's fine as well. You can switch from a biosimilar to the originator. What you shouldn't do is to get one-time Renflexis, which is a biosimilar to Remicade, one-time Inflectra, again a biosimilar to Remicade, and next time Remicade. You should not get multiple drug switches in a short period of time, because we don't know yet if this is safe. The next few years will tell us if this is safe to switch back and forth between biosimilars and Remicade. This is the interchangeability we discussed. But in the moment, one switch seems to be safe. I would not recommend several switches, at least not in a short time period.
There are individuals who develop inhibitory antibodies that decrease the efficacy or how well certain biologics work. If you developed an inhibitory antibody, for example, to Remicade, is that same inhibitory antibody going to decrease how well a biosimilar works?
Absolutely. So these antibodies are what we call cross-reactive. So because we have a similar large molecule, there is a high chance, and high means I would call it above 90% chance, that you develop the same antibodies again against a biosimilar. So development of an antibody against the originator will not help you to respond to a biosimilar. You will have similar reaction or similar no response to the drug. Similar, if you stopped responding to the originator, biosimilar will not be any better than the originator. You can as well make the same assumption for if you take Tylenol, acetaminophen will not be any better if it doesn't work. Then you should take, for example, Excedrin, which is a different composition of drugs together for your headache.
So the time to switch, when it's safe to switch, is if you're stable, you're doing well, there's clear communication between the physician and the patient, an agreement of the physician and the patient to switch to a biosimilar. Under those circumstances, the switch from the original drug to the biosimilar is okay.
Yes, absolutely.
If the patient is not really stable on the original drug, moving to a biosimilar is not a good idea.
Yep.
If the patient has developed an inhibitory cross-reactive antibody to the original drug, they have a high likelihood of having the same response or absence of response to the biosimilar.